Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, Allie, Dylan hanging out with you here on a Wednesday morning. Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Going to get the wake-up call here in just 1 second. Allie mentioned it going into break. Which Falcons player do we need back the worst this weekend? Which one do you have to have back in the fold? We also talked a little bit about the monkey drama that happened over in Jasper, Mississippi. I don't know about you guys, but when I saw this headline, I thought for sure this was in Atlanta. Like, really? I was like, because all this, like, it's there's always something like this in Atlanta.
How Florida of you. This is a Florida thing.
This is not, like, okay. Do you remember what was a couple years ago when the money, it was money, like, raining down on 285?
Yeah. On 285,
there was,
amazing.
Like, a tiger loose at one point.
Yeah.
There's been craziness that's happened on the highways
zebra
here in the state
on the
of
downtown
Georgia.
Connector.
Now, granted, I am a Florida man, all right? I have lived a lot of lives down in Florida, and crazy things definitely happen in Florida. But this just felt like something, when I read it, I was like, ooh, that definitely happened in Atlanta.
Is it more animal related if it's Atlanta, and then it's person related if it's Florida?
Maybe. That's quite possible. I think it was a couple of years ago that somebody walked into a liquor store in Florida and, like, threw an alligator in there. So that's both, I guess.
What?
Combination.
Yeah. Well, that was an unfortunate incident.
It's turning an animal in Florida. There's a lot of creatures that have been added to that habitat down there that don't belong.
Dude, yeah. How did you guys get introduced to this environment? You know what I mean?
Well, some idiot thought they'd be a good pet, and then that idiot couldn't keep up with it.
You sound like you're talking about something very specific.
No, I mean, well, you look at all the snakes they have down there now that are not natural to the United States. They have birds and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of random animals down there now.
Did you feel the same way I did, though, when you saw the monkey headline? Like, you thought for sure it was in Georgia?
I thought it was from Georgia because I do feel like everything happens dumb here. Like we have the CDC right down the road. So, yeah, of course.
A herpes. Like, we had some monkeys headed to the CDC.
Yeah,
what?
A COVID-carrying herpes monkey is clearly running around our city. I mean, that just makes sense.
Walking Dead 9.
I mean,
the monkeys.
Also,
they can't be feeling well right
also,
now.
Also, so is that what we're? I mean, I thought that there was a group against testing animals or using animals as tests, but where's PETA at when you need them?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying these monkeys should run free.
Yeah, just hide in the woods in Mississippi, man. Don't come out. Well, just bury yourself down in there. Yeah,
no, because that's how another disease comes up. You know, COVID and herpes will join, and there'll be some new super disease.
Doesn't sound like they're going to have to search far. All right, let's do these headlines.
Here's what you need to know before you clock in this morning. The Blue Jays tied up the World Series 2-2, beat the Dodgers. And Shohei Ohtani's very animated face last night, 6-2 in Game 4. Game 5 is tonight. Hawks play tonight in Brooklyn. You can hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game kicks off at 7:30. And the Saints will be starting rookie QB Tyler Shack over Spencer Rattler when they face the Rams.
There you go. Time for the wake-up call. Like we said, who is the most important player you need back in the Falcons lineup this weekend? And maybe something crazy you've seen on a highway at some point in your life, man, because I know that they're out there right now. Let's hit this. Ever since Allie teased that going to break, because we've talked a lot about Divine Diablo, and then I was like, I think Zach Harrison might be more important than that. And then we kind of went the Drake London, Michael Penix route, but if you throw all of them into a hat, I'm not sure which one I'm picking. Who's the most important player we need back from injury?
We need them all.
We need them all. That's right. Throw Storm Norton in the mix too.
I wouldn't mind having Billy Bowman to play.
That's not bad. That's not a bad call.
I mean, I do believe that Nick, you know, that's nickel position is an extra linebacker spot. But you know what? D. Alford's played his butt off. D. Alford's played really good. I mean, you look at his dude. He last week alone, you know, he had a sack, a tackle for loss. I mean, he's playing well.
He is.
It's just the Diablo hole just kind of it. I just think that now that you look back on it, there's so much that they do based on having a player like him at that position.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It's definitely something to chew on for a little bit. Dylan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's take our first call. Let's talk to Jose over in Cumming. Jose, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. So my wake-up call really is for Arthur Blank. I mean, if we don't perform, if we don't do good, I think definitely some management decision needs to happen. But I feel like the position that we need most is the quarterback. We need Michael Penix back there and taking command of the team. And, you know, it kind of starts from the top to the bottom in the sense of, hey, who do you see on the field as going to take control of it and who's going to have, like, set the tone for the team? I just don't think Kirk Cousins is that tone.
Yeah.
And then the craziest thing is just people riding their tires to the rim. That just happens far too often in Atlanta.
I've seen that happen before, man. Thank you for the phone call. I saw one flatbed, an empty flatbed that had just like obviously unloaded, and it had one of those like ratchet straps that you see, big ones, like the size of like a fire hose. And it was just flying around. And I was like, man, I'm going to back off of this because this is about to get ugly in a hurry. And I mean, I probably backed off to where I was 100 yards behind it. And sure enough, that strap went straight into that axle.
Oh.
Boom. Whole thing. The axle must have ripped. The strap came flying off. All of a sudden, the truck was just leaning to one side. And I was like, man, I'm so glad I backed away from that.
Wow.
That got so ugly in a hurry.
Do you ever, you guys ever go in between two tractor trailers on the interstate?
Oh, that's terrifying.
Try not to, but yes,
yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm like, oh, like living on the edge. Like this flurry going through there.
Too fast. Yeah. He's too furious.
I was behind someone this morning coming in on 14th Street. I was behind someone that was like allergic to the double yellow line. They just needed to be so far. I was like, I'm getting behind this person. Yeah. I don't know what their deal is.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I was like, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. You know what I mean?
I'm like, shoot the gap. I just say, I'm shooting the gap.
Yeah, man. That's not a good feeling.
Also, we were talking about driving. PSA, if you want to do 50 miles an hour on an interstate, don't get in the express lane, okay? Just a PSA. Just don't get in the express lane.
Okay? That's widely noted, I think.
I don't think it is.
Repairman needs to go faster
I do not think it is. Widely noted, because I have encountered
widely would include 99% of people. There's always a 1%, though, that's like, come on, dude. You should know this.
I've
like,
get out of the way. I mean, 1% would say I encountered that once a month. I've encountered it like twice this week already.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Happy Wednesday.
What's happening, y'all? Hey, what's going on, man? Morning show fam. Biggest thing with the Falcons, man, we need Michael Penix back. Wow. And I'm not crapping on Kirk, but Kirk didn't look good. Also, there's a different energy when Michael's in there.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like Kirk looked good enough to say, hey, you know, let's hold Michael out for another week. Let's give him another chance. Also, got to stick with that running game, man. I'm an offensive coordinator, too, so I understand, like, during the game, certain things get frustrating. But what you got to do is you got to stick to the plan. As hard as it is, make whatever minor adjustments you need to make, but don't go away from the running game when we got one of the best running backs in the league. That's all I got, man. Y'all have a great one.
Appreciate the phone call, man.
But I agree. But it's being talked about like they did go away from it last week, and they didn't. I mean, you could probably say that half their plays in the first half were running plays. I mean, and they only ran, again, we've talked about it, they only ran, 17 in the first half last week? So, yeah, I bet you at least 8 of them were run plays. And then you ran the ball some on the drive that Bijan fumbles on. You also threw it. What killed the running game was 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and you're down 24-3. There's no longer, well, we're just going to keep, you know, running the football.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The problem is we have no counter to win. Like, we run wide zone. If you're like, I don't know where Dan's an offensive coordinator at. If you run wide zone, it doesn't work because somebody crashed down or the backside end crashed or whatever. Like, a lot of times coordinators, and probably at Dan's level too, they line up the next play and they go, all right, well, we boot off that. We run play action. We run a counter.
Agreed.
We run a gap scheme play. Like, we don't have the ability to fix it during said drive, so then you can't go back to wide zone. You're like, oh, this is not working. Like, let's try to throw the ball.
I just think that there's a little bit of a misnomer that, well, they just give up. They've given up on a few weeks. And I don't think that they've just straight up said, well, Bijan ran it 4 times and didn't work. We better just throw the ball. I think that they're – and he even said, look, I know the game dictates it. But I just talking about specifically last week. You didn't go away from it. You just got to the point where you were down so much you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. I think he brings up an interesting point about Michael Penix kind of being the personality of that team. I don't know. Like, I would say that Drake London's more that guy.
I think you're right because I love Michael, but he's a little bit laid back out there at times, and I didn't really see a lot of fire when the game was slipping away against Carolina from him, and I didn't see a lot of fire. And I'm not saying he doesn't have fire, but I'm saying this swagger that we're labeling him with. Drake London to me is the guy on offense that has it because he'll celebrate and he'll fist fight you all in a matter of 10 seconds.
Yeah, not only that, but you know, one of the heartbeats and a personality of a team, if you're going to carry an edge, has to be special teams coverage units, and we ain't been good in that either. You know, a lot of times they fly down, they're flexing, and then all of a sudden it's like penalty 84. You're like, oh,
it's been more of our return than our coverage. I would say like our return. Special teams return game. I think Mike Ford and Felipe actually, they might be 1-2 in the league in special teams tackles.
I don't know if that's good. Well, I guess
it has to be good. Somebody's got to make a tackle on special teams.
Yeah.
Just a quick reminder, this Friday we are hitting the road. You can join us, the Morning Shift, at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur for a special broadcast. Come on in, pick up your supplies for the weekend. Come say hello. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Again, it's the Morning Shift. That's us this Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur. Coming up, we're going to take one more look at the Patriots offense, Falcons defense, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Someone's bowl eligible. We'll talk about it next. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game and...
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.